went against the rules of the house. We clearly discussed these boundaries before you were hired. You were told never to approach any of the girls in private.
Just trying to be nice to the girls.
We have rules to protect the children, and you broke them. You will no longer be allowed on this property. Ever. Do you understand that?
Yes, madam.
I'm writing up a report of the event. Now, please leave.
Lunch is ready. Oh, Mongo, maybe you could join us. I help make the sandwiches.
I can't now, sweetheart.
Goodbye. And remember what I told you.
I will.
Why did he leave so quickly? He didn't even fix the porch steps yet.
We'll hire someone else. Mwongo won't be back.
But why?
Sarah, I don't trust that man. He didn't obey our rules for visitors.
But they're just stupid rules.
I believe he was trying to get close to you so he could take advantage of you.
I liked him. He was nice. And he said sweet things to me. This is my fault.
No. No, it's not your fault. It's his fault.
I shouldn't have said anything about the hair clip. He told me not to.
You did the right thing. Adults shouldn't ask you to keep secrets like
but
that.
But he was the only person who really cared about me. And because of me, you fired him.
No.
I hate you.
Sarah, let's talk about
Leave
this.
Leave me alone.
Oh, please.
I hate you.
Auntie Maria was only saying that she wanted good things for you. And Mr. Mwango was not a good thing.
I knew what he wanted. Not at first, but later.
Then why didn't you stay away from him?
Because he was nice to me. And it's like Uncle always said, I'm stupid and lazy. Mwango made me feel good. He cared about me.
Oh, like Uncle cared about you? Mwango wanted to take advantage of
you. You don't understand, Esther. You don't understand
Sarah.
Anything. Leave me alone.
We have policies and procedures in place so these things don't happen. It's frustrating that it still came so close.
Oh, it's my fault. You told me to wait in a living room with Mwango. But I wanted to get the kitchen cleaned up.
You do need to let the volunteers do some of that. Accept help when it comes. When we try to do too much, mistakes can happen. It's our policy that you take time off. It's not optional.
I know. I'm sorry.
But what happened today is Mwango's fault. Oh, that poor girl. She still won't talk to me. Have you tried?
Twice. After lunch and again a few minutes ago. She won't even talk to her sister. She keeps saying we took away the best thing in her life. Uh-oh.
Oh, now what? What happened?
I dropped the plate.
You threw the plate across the room, you mean?
Be quiet, I dropped it.
Esther, why don't you come out to the living room with me?
So now I have to clean the dishes for her?
Shh, Elena, I'll help
you. I'll pay
you.
For the stupid plate if you want me
I
to.
I don't care about the plate, I care about you.
Drop the plate.
Have a seat, Esther.
I don't want to sit down. I don't want to talk to you.
Just sit down and relax. Look, do you notice how quickly you're breathing?
I don't know why.
Just close your eyes. Take some deep breaths.
Can I go now?
In a minute. How do your back and neck feel? Are they tense?
Yes.
What about your jaw and fists? Are they clenched?
Yes.
Well, think about relaxing every part of your body. Take some more deep breaths through your nose, counting backwards from 5 to 1. Release the tension in every muscle in your body. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Why do you think your body was tensed up? What are you feeling?
Nothing. Why are you asking me these questions?
Because I want to help you. And I want you to learn to help yourself. Just take a breath. And think a little deeper to how you feel.
I'm mad.
Keep your eyes closed. Keep breathing. Who do you feel mad at?
You. Me. That man who wanted to hurt my sister.
I can understand you feeling that way.
I didn't protect her. I knew she liked him. I knew it. Now she won't even talk to me.
Oh, that must hurt to feel like you didn't protect your sister. And it's scary, too, to think what could have happened. But the only one at fault here is Mwango. Not you. And not Sarah.
It is scary. She's been hurt before.
I know. You've been hurt too.
No. Not like her. My uncle was much worse to her.
What he did to you is still abuse, Esther. It still hurts and damages. Even watching someone else be abused is hurtful.
I don't want to think about that.
Just look at me, Esther. Look in my eyes. It's not your fault. None of this is your fault. It is the failure of the adult. Esther, you are one of the strongest, most loving girls I've ever met.
I'm not strong. Not even a little.
You rescued your sister. That takes an enormous amount of courage to run away. And an incredible amount of compassion to care for her, like you do. Do you know how many people just turn away and pretend bad things aren't happening around them?
That's what my aunt did.
But you were brave. You ran, and you survived. Esther, you are a wonderful girl.
I am going to check on Sarah again. Maybe she'll talk to me now.
Okay. I'll be up in a minute.
I brought you some tea.
Thank you.
I thought Esther would still be here.
She went upstairs.
How's she doing?
She's angry and sad and feeling guilty. All the emotions I'd expect her to feel.
I feel pretty awful myself. You know, there's something I don't understand. Why was Sarah wanting to protect Mwango? Didn't she understand what he was trying to do? And that we were watching out for her?
He was doing what many people now refer to as grooming her.
Grooming?
Preparing the child to be abused. Convincing her this is what's right. Forming a secret bond that gives him control.
So they think this all out ahead of time?
Mm-hmm. It's very intentional. Abusers use a variety of tactics. Sometimes they give a child gifts or compliments. Sometimes they make threats or promises. Whatever it takes for them to gain emotional control over the child. We both know that man didn't truly care for Sarah, but he'd already convinced her that he did.
But how can she even believe that?
Oh, plenty of reasons. One, she's young. She doesn't reason like you or I do. Her brain isn't that developed yet. Also, her mind has been affected by her previous abuse. It's now hard for her to figure out what true care and love really are.
Hmm. And Mwango took advantage of her confusion.
Yes. Children who've been abused in the past can sometimes feel a false sense of security with an abuser. Because the situation seems comfortable, familiar.
Oh, that's really sad.
But Naomi, no one is beyond redemption. Sarah can learn what real love is and how to trust She can learn how truly valuable she is.
But it takes time.
And people committed to her. People who create a safe, secure environment for her. Esther?
She's gone! Maria! She's gone!
What?
Sarah! She ran away! Is that her? In the red? Do you think that's her?
No. I'm sorry, Esther. That's not Sarah.
Oh. No. It's not. We're not going to find her, are we, Dr. Gabire?
God knows where she is. We need to trust that he'll watch over her. Nurse Lorraine is across the street asking people now. Perhaps someone will have seen her.
But we've looked every day all over the city. The girls back at the house are saying by now someone would have picked her up. To use her. Sell her. Is that true?
We don't know anything, Esther. The people at the safe house and the clinic are doing all they can. We can still hope and pray.
I was supposed to take care of her. I promised my mama I would. She was my only family.
I know. I'm so sorry. Maria, Naomi, they care about you. I know it's not the same, but they...
It's my fault. I let terrible things happen to her. And I deserve this.
Esther.
It happened again today.
What?
Someone knocked on the door. Just a delivery. But I was sure it would be Sarah. Returning.
Hoping for something that doesn't happen can hurt. I continue to hope too.
I just don't understand, Maria. Why do they leave? We care for them. When they have no one else, we care for them.
We can't fully understand, Naomi. Not fully. Emotional and sexual abuse can be just as damaging as physical abuse. Sometimes even more so. That abuse affects their mind. Their soul. Even their brain development.
You know, I've noticed some of the girls struggle with thinking through something that would be common sense to most people.
Yes, and it's hard for them to make decisions. Or they react quickly, out of emotion. Usually fear.
So Sarah left because she couldn't understand this place was good for her?
She was overwhelmed, I'm guessing. Too many thoughts and emotions that she didn't know what to do with. Mr. Mwongo triggered something in her, something deep. And she tried to escape it. Running away was the only thing she could think to do.
But does that ever change? Can kids like Sarah learn to reason?
With some time and support, I believe so, yes, but...
Hey!
Esther, what's wrong?
Just leave me alone!
Girl?
Leave me alone!
No, sweetheart, please, it's okay.
No,
you're safe
no,
here.
No, we'll never find her. I can't...
Esther! Esther, sit down. Please. Now take a big, deep breath with me. Now let's count. Breathe deep. One, two, three, four, five. Now tell me. I'd like to know. Tell me what you're feeling.
I can't put words to it. I'm mad and I don't know what else.
Who are you mad at? Me? Dr. Gabira? With Sarah? With you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I'm mad at myself and Sarah. But how can I be mad at Sarah? Oh, it's my fault she left. I brought her here. We shouldn't have stayed.
Esther, it helps to name your emotions. It makes them not feel so overwhelming. Think about it. What else are you feeling? Naomi, hand me the feeling cards.
Here.
So these cards have pictures of different emotions. You can read them too.
Lonely, frustrated, happy, hopeless. This one.
Afraid.
Yes. This hollow in my stomach. I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'll never see Sarah again, and I feel guilty for losing her, for disappointing my mama. Is it normal to feel more than one feeling?
Yes. You can feel a lot of feelings at the same time, and that's sometimes what makes them so confusing.
And whenever I feel lonely or afraid, I remind myself about what's written in the Bible, about what's really true. The Bible says, "Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you."
But he has left me!
Is that how you feel?
Yes!
Then tell him that. Jesus wants you to give him all your cares, because he cares so much about you.
I don't think I can do that. Just tell him what I feel.
But that's what's true. And here's another truth. God's not mad at you, Esther. He doesn't blame you for anything. And your mother, if she were here, would say the same thing. You are loved. You are so, so loved.
I could help her out, but I wouldn't be there until Saturday.
I'm going to run errands on Saturday. And Dominic said...
My purse! That girl stole my purse!
Hurry, after her!
Someone!
Which way did she go?
Now, what's in here? Oh, not much. But enough to buy dinner tonight. Oh, Esther. You'd be so disappointed in me.
George and Lorraine, thanks for meeting again today. I'm very happy that you're interested in formally taking in Belia and the baby. I wish adoption wasn't such an uncommon thing to do.
We know it's important, Maria. And we've grown fond of Belia.
We believe underneath that hard exterior is a sweet, scared little girl.
I believe that too. And being part of a caring family will bring her more healing than anything else.
We've spoken with a social worker and understand that the attempts to restore her to her birth family were unsuccessful.
Yes, they turned her out and refused to take her back. It's not a safe place for her to be anyway. So I'd like to get this process moving as quickly as possible.
We appreciate that.
Right. But since it's a legal process, there will be costs involved.
Yes, we're aware of that.
And the baby still doesn't have a formal name. Do you have one in mind?
We'd like to call her Lydia. After my sister.
Here, chickens, get your grain. Are you going to help Esther?
Yes. Yes.
Why do you always get so strange when we feed the chickens? It's not a hard chore.
I don't mind it. It's just... Sarah and I were... It makes me remember things, I guess.
Bad things.
It's nothing.
I'm kind of jealous of Belia.
Because the Gabiris are taking her in.
And the baby. They come to visit her every day. And when the paperwork is done, they'll take her home to live with them. To live there.
I know.
Well, I can't stand it. Dr. Gabira making funny faces at the baby, holding her, the way they talk to Belia about how excited they are for her to be part of their family. A family.
Yes, a family.
You still remember yours at least. You've said your mother and father loved you?
Yes, but after they died, we went to live with Mother's sister. There was no love there.
What happened?
Uncle would hurt us. Look at us. Make us...
Esther?
It's best not to talk about it.
Remember the times you had with your mother and father instead.
In some ways, that's even harder. Because I'll never have that again. And I miss them so much. Did you have a family?
A mother. But when we needed money, she'd sell me out to the landlord in exchange for rent. I can't really blame her. We needed a place to live. Right?
Did she love you?
I remember her singing to me when I was very little. She stopped, though.
My mother sang to me, too. But I can't remember the tune anymore.
Girl, are you buying something or not? You've no money.
No, sir.
Then get out. You come in here every day and look, but you never buy anything. Don't think you can steal from me.
No, sir.
Go. Get out of here.
Yes. Okay.
What's there? You're a pretty young thing, aren't you?
Sir?
What's your name?
Sarah.
Perhaps we could work something out, Sarah.
Yes, I think we could.
Where's your baby, Belia?
Inside, with Naomi.
Are you happy about the Gabiras? About them adopting you?
I don't know. I'm going inside.
I don't understand her.
I might. I loved having a family, but it's hard to know what kind of a family you're going to get.
The Gabiras seem nice enough to me.
Sometimes people might seem nice, but they don't turn out that way. They can still hurt you. They can still change their mind.
Yes, that's true.
My aunt and uncle seemed nice at first. Sarah thought Mr. Mwango was nice. You just can't trust people.
What about Auntie Naomi and Auntie Maria?
Yes. I suppose I trust them now. But sometimes I still wonder if they'll give up on us. Maybe they don't care at all.
I've wondered that too.
I guess we should get to the gardening.
Yes.
Do you want to know a secret?
Sure.
Remember when we talked a while ago about my mother and how she sung to me?
Yes.
Well, I have this doll I hold sometimes. It makes me feel a little better.
Where did you get a doll?
I made her. Here. I have her with me.
She's nice. You did a good job with an old rice sack and some grass. What's her hair made of?
Maize silk. I named her Halima.
Pretty. Do you talk to her?
And rock her. And hold her. Like Mama did with me. I know it's silly. I'm too old for dolls, but I don't know. She just makes me feel more...
safe?
Yes. Not so alone. You won't tell anyone, will you?
No. I like her. Maybe...
What?
Maybe someday I'll make one.
Esther! Elena! Zula! All of you, come over this way.
More chores, Auntie Naomi?
No. We're going to make a village.
A village?
A pretend village.
A village?
I've collected some sticks and rocks to start, but you can find other things outside to use.
But I've never made a pretend.
Just try it, Esther. All of you. Just have fun.
This mushroom does kind of look like a hut.
Put it in the center of the village.
These can be your chickens.
Yes! Ants make good chickens.
Oh, although I wouldn't eat their eggs.
How are they doing? They seem to be enjoying it. Play is so important for them. Many of them missed out on simply being children. And they need to have that. Laughter and play are as important to growing up healthy as food and sleep.
Yeah, and it's just fun to see them working together and using their imaginations too.
Yes. Simple games and activities can really open up their hearts.
And this leaf is my donkey. I'll name her Millie.
Handsome donkey.
Pretty looking donkey.